Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Friday, June 26, 2026. OpenAI releases how agents are transforming work report. Codex hits 3M weekly users. What it is? OpenAI published data showing Codex has grown fivefold in active users in H1 2026, with 80% of users now assigning tasks estimated to take more than 30 minutes of human effort. Why it matters? Adoption has crossed into non-technical departments. Research usage grew 56x since November 2025, legal 13x, customer support 32x, signaling that agentic AI is becoming a general-purpose enterprise productivity layer, not just a developer tool. Reality check. The data is entirely self-reported by OpenAI and its employees, and task time estimates are model-generated approximations. Independent productivity validation is still absent. OpenAI and Broadcom unveil Jalapeno, first custom LLM inference chip. What it is, OpenAI announced its first custom-designed AI inference processor, developed with Broadcom and Celestica, targeted for initial deployment by end of 2026 to power gigawatt-scale data centers. Why it matters. This marks OpenAI's shift from pure software to infrastructure player, reducing dependence on NVIDIA and establishing a hardware moat that could drive down inference costs over time. Reality check. The chip is still in pre-deployment. Actual performance benchmarks, yields, and cost per token data will not be public until production systems are live. Reflection AI signs. $6.3 billion compute. Deal with SpaceX Colossus. What it is? Open-source AI startup Reflection signed a contract to pay SpaceX approximately $150 million per month for access to its Colossus supercomputer cluster through 2029, totaling up to $6.3 billion. Why it matters? The deal is one of the largest compute commitments in AI history and signals that new entrants are willing to make massive infrastructure bets ahead of having public models, putting pressure on hyperscalers competing in the AI compute market. Reality check. Either party can terminate with 90 days' notice after the first 3 months, and Reflection has no publicly released model to validate whether this compute investment will pay off. Google delays. Gemini 3.5 Pro launch to July. What it is, Google has pushed the release of its next frontier model, Gemini 3.5 Pro, from June to July 2026 to gather additional feedback from early testers and refine performance. Why it matters? The delay intensifies the frontier model race, with OpenAI reportedly readying a new release before June 30th, and leaves enterprises evaluating Google's AI stack in a holding pattern for another month. Reality check. Model release dates in this era are fluid. The Gemini 3.5 Pro delay could extend further, and leaked early evaluations may not reflect the final released model. Sakana AI launches. Fugu. Multi-agent orchestration to fight vendor lock-in. What it is, Japanese AI lab, Sakana AI, launched Fugu, a multi-agent orchestration layer that routes queries across a swappable pool of expert models through a single OpenAI-compatible endpoint. Why it matters. Fugu directly addresses AI supply chain risk. After export controls disrupted access to specific foundational models, enterprises are looking for architecture patterns that survive vendor or geopolitical disruptions. Reality check. Routing across multiple external model providers introduces latency, cost unpredictability, and new failure modes. Enterprises will need robust audit and fallback policies before relying on it for production workloads. GitHub Copilot brings Claude into JetBrains IDEs, adds enterprise agents. What it is, GitHub's latest Copilot update added organization and enterprise-level agents, debug log summaries, Copilot CLI session management, and brought Claude into public preview as an agent provider inside JetBrains IDEs. Why it matters, Enterprises running Java, Kotlin, or Scala stacks on IntelliJ now have multi-model agentic coding support directly in their existing tools, lowering adoption friction for large engineering organizations. Reality check. Claude as agent provider in JetBrains remains in public preview, not GA. Stability and enterprise SLA coverage for this integration have not yet been confirmed. Norway bans generative AI in elementary schools, starting fall 2026. What it is, Norway announced a near-total ban on generative AI use by children ages 6 to 13 in schools beginning late August, with supervised-only access for teens 14 to 16. Why it matters? Norway is among the first nations to formalize a developmental stage policy on AI in education, and its framework is likely to be studied and replicated by other governments grappling with the same question. Reality check. Enforcement inside school networks is technically complex, and bans typically push usage to unsupervised personal devices rather than eliminating it. The policy's real-world impact on learning outcomes will take years to measure. AI in production. Lessons from the field. Key themes from 2026 conference. What it is, practitioners at the AI in production conference surfaced consistent themes. RAG retrieval quality is the dominant bottleneck in production, LLM apps, evaluation harnesses are still immature, and agentic loops require far more defensive coding than demos suggest. Why it matters. The gap between enterprise AI pilots and production deployments remains wide. Organizations that invest early in robust eval pipelines and fallback architecture are gaining a durable competitive edge over those chasing model capabilities alone. Reality check. Conference findings reflect self-selected practitioners with more mature stacks than the average enterprise. The challenges they have solved are often still unsolved problems for most organizations entering AI production for the first time.